From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A familiar face is coming back to lead the USDA. President-elect Joe Biden has selected former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to reprise that role in his administration. Vilsack spent 8 years as Ag Secretary during the Obama administration and served 2 terms as Iowa governor. Given the heightened hunger issues facing the U.S., Vilsack brings a familiarity to the position that allows him to hit the ground running on day one. Jerry Allen Newby of Limestone County secured the title of State Discussion Meet winner following an intense final round of conversation about international trade. AlphaFarmers.org reports the Young Farmers Contest was held during the Alabama Farmers Federation's 99th annual meeting in Montgomery on Sunday. Newby was presented his prize, a four-wheeler, sponsored by First South Farm Credit, and honored on stage. He is a row crop and cattle farmer from Athens. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried and Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services are reminding Florida ag producers of some upcoming deadlines for USDA assistance programs. According to MorningAgClips.com, today, December 11th, is the deadline for Dairy Margin Coverage Program and the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. And December 31st is the deadline for the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, while the deadline for the Seafood Trade Relief Program has been extended to January 15th. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.